Just what have you kind of seen so far, and what do you like about what you're seeing with the continuity, specifically defense?
Obviously, we have several starters returning from last year, and we lost some guys from last year. But I think, you know, the guys they've added so far have came and fit right in. And, you know, they're picking up the defense, and they're great teammates, and they're great leaders also. And then add on top of that, the rookies coming right in, and those guys stepping in, and those guys soaking it up and learning it and making plays on the practice field, you know. And they're great students in the classroom.
Well, it may be a little bit too soon to tell, but you talk about rookies and Kevin Johnson, the biggest addition back there. What are you seeing from this kid?
A great kid, first and foremost. You know, obviously, he's an intelligent football player. He got great instincts. You know, he's really quick. And, you know, he's a great guy in the classroom also. You know, he's one of those guys that you can tell him something one time and he can go out to the practice field and correct it. So, you know, it's great having a guy like that, being able to mentor him and see him grow each and every day in practice.
How much different is it, better, whatever? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but kind of year two of this coaching staff. You guys came in last year at this time, really didn't know what to expect. Now you kind of understand it. Are you able to sort of focus more on the task at hand versus kind of learning new things?
I think so. I think now everyone has a chance to understand the defense overall and know exactly what the defense asks of them. And I think the coaching staff kind of understands the players and know what defense, what situations they can put the players in at certain times and what defense they can't call. So I think overall as a defense, everyone kind of has the understanding of what's asked of them and just having a chance to go out and play fast and react more quicker.
You know, you've been in this kind of leadership role back there for a while now, but every time we talk to one of these young guys, even Kareem, who's not even the young guy anymore, but everybody kind of looks to you, talks about you, mentions you. How much have you embraced that role and really take it kind of to heart? That's as big a part of your job almost as playing on the field.
It's kind of second nature to me. I don't really think about it as much, but sometimes, you know, when I'm dragging in, when I'm a little tired, you know, I know it's my job to stay on those guys and push those guys, you know, and I ask the same of those guys. They say, if they see me make a mistake, to kind of, you know, tone in on me a little bit and let me know it. But, you know, just me being the leader back there, being here for 5 years, my fifth season, I just kind of want to be the leader to go in the classroom, you know, take what the coach is saying, put it towards the practice field, and just get the guys to understand exactly what the coach asks of us.
Such a big jump last year, going from 2-14 to 9-7, now going into this year. Is this team ready to make that next step, get over that hump? And actually, you know, what is that?
You know, first and foremost, you always want to get into the playoffs and win your division. And I think that's our goal right now. You know, last year, things didn't end in the right way, the way we wanted to end at the end of the season. And I think this year, you know, we've built a competitive roster, and we're working towards that goal. You know, we still have training camp ahead and mini camp. But I think right now we're taking the right steps in the right direction.